Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, story here is from Fox 4, and then we'll get with the good superintendent here in just a moment. Fox 4 reported leaders in one Jackson County school district are considering a big schedule shift. On Tuesday night of this week, the Independent School District's board voted unanimously to consider the benefits of a four-day instructional week. This would not affect the school year that begins in 11 days on August 22nd. More than 25% of Missouri school districts have already shifted or are in the process of shifting to a four-day schedule. Most of them are rural. Independence leaders anticipate a long decision-making process that could last for months and affect more than 14,000 students and their families. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is the superintendent of the Independent School District, Dr. Dale Hurl. Doctor, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Love your show, and please call me Dale.
Oh, thank you, Dale. That's hard to do, but because you have that doctorate and you earned that doctorate. We could not believe how robust this conversation and topic became in very short order yesterday afternoon. I'm not sure how much, if any, that you caught, but people have very passionate feelings about this on both sides of this coin.
Oh, I did catch a little bit of it. I actually tried to call in several times. Dana, I love your laugh.
We should just give you the hotline, sir, but go ahead.
Yes, and what I really want to emphasize, first of all, we're just looking at this. No decision has been made at all, and it would not be until next school year. And, you look at education, and the model that we use is basically the same one that we've used since the 1800s, based around a farming economy, and where you have summers off. And what's wrong with having a discussion about maybe a different way to look at education, one that could be good for kids? And there's always people that are going to dispute that, but could be great for attracting and retaining staff as well. So we just want to have the conversation.
Doctor, one of the concerns that we did hear from folks who were not, at least initially, in favor of going to a four-day school week, and I understand it's just under consideration, you guys are just beginning the process of looking at that idea, but one of the concerns was, well, what do we do as working parents with our child on that one day during the week, whether it would be a Monday or a Friday or whatever, when the school is not open? Would there be, at least, is there talk of some sort of daycare or city-sponsored or district-sponsored care for children?
You know, that is our number one concern, to be honest, and the thing that we're going to put a lot of thought into. I've talked to superintendents from across the U.S., and the one thing that's almost to the T with every single one of them is that was their biggest concern. It ended up not being near as big a deal as what they initially thought. Now, with us, we have a very large early childhood program, as well as a before and after school program. There would certainly be a situation where we would offer some sort of care on whether it's the Monday or Friday. Yeah. And I just look at all of the different possibilities. Let's think about this educationally. So, you know, you typically what happens is you expand your school day, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And, you know, normally it's either a Monday or a Friday off. But think about, you know, the kids that maybe don't perform as well academically, the extended learning time that you could have, the additional tutoring that you could provide, even other learning opportunities like taking kids to museums. I even look at it on a discipline standpoint. You know, if a kid gets in trouble, rather than suspend them to school from school, make them come in on Monday. I think that's much worse of discipline than letting them out of school.
So we got into the weeds of a study from edweek.org. It's a story about this pretty extensive study. They looked at 1,600 other districts across the country that have done this. The results of that study, I have to be honest, really surprised me, with a very high percentage of students, staff, and parents saying they really liked the four-day schedule. One of the things that kind of got into the weeds a little bit was cost and the benefits and drawbacks of the cost effectiveness of doing this. So I want to start by asking you with where you would save money. And is it a drop in the bucket, or when you look at transportation costs like bus costs, when you take away that fifth day, what does the cost savings look like?
Well, the very first myth I want to dispel is that this is about finances at all, because it's not. Me personally, if we would have any savings on this, I would love to put it back into extended learning opportunities that we have on that day off.
Okay.
So we are not going into this at all thinking, you know, we need to save, you know, X amount of dollars, because that's not the point of this whatsoever.
You mentioned in the beginning teacher retention and attraction or recruitment. How would that work? Why would a four-day school week, I imagine the teachers, from everything we've read, would still be doing some sort of work on that fifth day. How does this benefit you, if it is adopted and approved, ultimately, how does this attract and retain teachers?
I think if you look at the studies, as you referenced the Ed Week, and there are hundreds of peer-reviewed studies regarding this, it is exceptionally well received by staff. And it doesn't mean that you have staff in every, let's just use Monday as your non-student day.
Okay.
Maybe you have professional development one Monday a month, and maybe the third Monday is a work day. So the second and fourth staff, they're off.
So that maybe they don't have to take as much of their work home with them, which we always hear the teachers say they end up doing.
Right. You know, so much of this is about having a work-life balance. You know, through COVID, we heard so much of that, not just in education, but with every profession. People liked working from home. That's obviously not a possibility with education, but maybe having a better work-life balance. And teachers do put an inordinate amount of time in outside of when they have kids in school. So giving them the opportunity, and maybe that Monday is that chance, even if they were not required to be there, but maybe they go in for a few hours that they otherwise would have done on a Sunday and had to take that time away from their family.
We're speaking with Dr. Dale Hurl, the superintendent of the Independent School District, and the school board on Tuesday night unanimously approved looking at the possibility of going to a four-day school week. And I think the district has been very clear this would not affect the upcoming school year, which begins on August 22nd.
Yeah, welcome back. You don't have child care.
Right.
That does not work. Go ahead.
Doctor, I'm sure it comes as no surprise, and I'm sure you've probably, if not been informed of it, read it. The Stars editorial board was scathing today in regards to this idea. And let me just read you a sentence from their editorial. A four-day school week is a gimmick, not much different from the used car salesman putting a new paint job on a clunker with a bad transmission. How would you respond to that?
Well, I guess the editorial board doesn't have Google, because all you have to do is Google four-day week. There's over 100,000 references to a four-day week and more than 250 peer-reviewed articles. That, first of all, this is not new. They've had a four-day week since the 1980s. In 2009, the Missouri legislature allowed this to go into effect where you could have a four-day week. So to say it's a gimmick, that's completely false. And even to some of the statements like it would harm academic achievement, you look at the studies, they're either inconclusive or if there is an academic difference, it's very slight.
It was either nominal.
It was nominal. So, like I said, I don't believe they did any research whatsoever looking at this topic.
To your point, the edweek.org study that we keep referencing, which is very extensive, found that student performance was different between a five-day school week and a four-day school week by 0.05% of a point.
Right. And, you know, when I look at what we would love to consider doing, and that's enrichment or kids that are behind, you know, what a great opportunity to have them come in on a Monday and for teachers to gain additional pay tutoring students on that Monday.
Well, and what I've read, Dr. Hurl, is that it has helped in these studies with burnout, with teacher burnout, especially that second to fifth year where so many teachers have gotten their degrees, they go into education, and then they just can't make it over that hump, year two, three, four, into five, where you statistically lose the bulk of your staff.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Just looking at Missouri, and this is information from DESE, which is the Department of Elementary and Secondary Ed. You know, they say that 45% of teachers leave the profession prior to their third year. And 55% leave before their fifth year in teaching. So, you know, and there's many reasons for that. You know, about 80% of teachers are female. So some of them have families, they stay home. But if this does help with burnout, so the retention, again, I go back to why not have the conversation?
While we have you here, we would be remiss if we did not ask quickly about bus driver staffing issues and lunch lady staffing issues, support staff issues. To what extent is your district seeing those problems that we have talked about around other parts of town here?
You were seeing them just like everybody else. You know, luckily we are good with, you know, with our custodial crew and nutrition service. It's bus drivers that's really difficult to find. You probably have seen, we actually had to change our walk boundaries for our secondary students only from a mile to 1.5 miles. And that was simply, we did not have enough drivers to effectively run those routes. Now, the good thing is, with so much publicity about us doing that, we have received a number of applications. Still not to the point where we can change that, but you know, if we can keep our staffing up, it's something that we would possibly revisit at semester, but more than likely would not be till next year.
Dr. Dale,
maybe the 4-day week. You know, again, going back to retention, that's just not teachers. That's all employees. Maybe the 4-day week is something that helps us retain bus drivers.
Dr. Dale Hurl, the superintendent of the Independent School District, appreciate your time. It was a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
But thank you very much for having me.
Have a good school year.
All right, there it is. School starts, by the way, in 11 days. This will not affect the upcoming school year in Independence. For all of you kids getting too excited right now, you will be going to school 5 days a week. Just so we're clear. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.